We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, I'd like to welcome Ben Brubeck, who's the Vice President of Regulatory Labor and State Affairs with the Associated Builders and Contractors, who's joining us to talk about the governor of Virginia and the budget, which, gosh, you know, Ben, one of my friends who used to be in the General Assembly posted something on Facebook with a blank slate, basically saying, the whole General Assembly really needs to go back and start over again. The numbers are just so messed up now that you just—it's almost unserviceable. The vehicle that's going to arrive at the veto session on April 22nd. What are you saying to the governor and his team when you talk to him?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on the program. Of course, really appreciate it. And time for the reset button. I think 160,000 Virginians filed for unemployment insurance the last 2 weeks. Combined with reduced sales tax from hotels and businesses hit by COVID-19. I mean, I don't know how you can project this out. States and localities are going to have massive budget deficits and huge holes in their budgets. I think they've got to kind of start from scratch when they come back in, and if they come back in at some point. We're very concerned about the impact of some of the policies the General Assembly passed pre-COVID-19 that the governor has to either veto or amend or sign into law by April 11th. And so a lot of tough decisions are going to have to be made in the next couple of days.
Which pieces of legislation that were passed in January and February rise to the top of concerns for you now? Or is there anything that bothers you now that you might have been able to tolerate pre-virus, but with the devastation that's happened economically, there's just no way for companies to survive, and you've got to warn the governor about that?
Well, when I talked to our members across the state, they were nervous about sort of a death by a thousand cuts types of policy implementation due to the General Assembly pushing some pretty radical and aggressive legislation through. That was pre-COVID-19. So now they're just worried about keeping the lights on. And anything that was potentially difficult before all this is going to have a significantly magnified effect on small businesses, especially. From the construction industry, we were concerned about a couple bills, SB 182 and HB 358, and SB 8 and HB 833. And both of these bills would have the effect of increasing the cost of construction and steering state and local construction contracts to out-of-state contractors at the expense of Virginia's construction industry. And so that was very concerning when we saw the General Assembly push that through.
Was that based on union membership?
Yeah, so 98% of the construction workforce in Virginia does not belong to a union, and these bills would either require project labor agreements or prevailing wage requirements on state and local construction projects to some degree. So the effect of that, again, would be to steer contracts to out-of-state contractors and union labor at the expense of 98% of Virginia's construction industry. So very concerning if you do public work contracting for localities and states across the country,
That drives up the baseline cost before you even get started.
That's right. Our research has indicated that project labor agreement mandates increase the cost of construction between 12% and 20%.
Wow.
Also, prevailing wage requirements increase costs as well. So it's kind of a double whammy for taxpayers as well as the Virginia construction industry, which is certainly going to be hit very hard by the COVID-19 economic slowdown.
And what else is on your TikTok list that you've got to go over with this team?
Well, there's a lot of things that the passed the legislature in the General Assembly this session, and it's curious to see what the governor's got an appetite for as far as vetoing or amending. If he does amend some bills, they do have to pass the General Assembly again. So the interesting question is whether the General Assembly will kind of look at everything through a new lens and be a little bit more pragmatic, or whether they'll be sort of full bore, anti-business and increasing costs for small businesses. We think the Senate seems to be a little bit more reasonable. The House is definitely taking a different approach than we expected. So we're keeping a close eye on them as far as stuff like minimum wage and paid sick leave and a lot of other issues that impact all businesses, not just the construction industry.
Yeah. I mean, the things that might have seemed like a good idea or at least an indulgence that could have been afforded in the best economy of a generation just a couple of months ago may suddenly have a pretty steep price tag now. And hopefully with our balanced budget obligation in Virginia, even if some of these legislators would really like to force the issue, they'll be forced to face reality before they put us in a really bad spot. Ben Brubeck is the Vice President of Regulatory Labor and State Affairs for Associated Builders and Contractors. And I appreciate you coming on. Let us know what else you hear, Ben. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And if any of your listeners are interested in writing the governor about these key issues, I encourage them to go to buildva.com. That's buildvalocal.com. It'll be a great way they can write the governor and lawmakers and let them know to veto these very, very problematic bills.
Important to note. Thanks, Ben.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.